The caravan of Imam Hussein was leaving Medina in the darkness of night. Everyone was fast asleep. The palm trees seemed forlorn. Realizing that this was the final goodbye to Imam Hussein, the only living grandson of the Holy Prophet. Walid bin Utbah, the governor of Medina, had received a letter from Yazid ibn Muawiyah ordering him to seek allegiance from Imam Hussein, and in case he refused, to kill him. Imam Hussein could not endorse Yazid's rule through his allegiance, for Yazid had no respect whatsoever for Islam. Islam was in danger, and only Imam Hussein could save it. But he needed support. The people of Medina did not support him. He had to leave Medina. There was no other option. Abu Bakr bin Hassan was accompanying his uncle, Imam Hussein, on this dangerous journey. He was the son of Imam Hassan ibn Ali. After the martyrdom of his father, Imam Hussein had taken him under his care. Abu Bakr was thankful to Allah to have chosen him to be with his Imam on this journey. Leaving Medina was not easy for Abu Bakr. It was the city of the Holy Prophet, the city where the archangel Jibreel had descended many times with the verse of the Holy Quran. It was the center of the first Islamic government set up by the Holy Prophet. The sacred graves of the Holy Prophet and Imam Hassan were also in Medina. Abu Bakr occasionally looked back at the walls of the holy city and tearfully bid farewell to it. He would miss Medina, but the fact that he was with the Imam performing his duty consoled him. He thought of the migration of the Holy Prophet from Mecca to Medina. That had occurred in the darkness of night. That too was a dangerous journey. The Holy Prophet was forced to leave Mecca for Medina for the sake of Islam, and now his grandson was leaving Medina again for the sake of Islam. He would often say to himself, "Why should I worry? I have been blessed with the company of Imam Hussein. If there is anyone who can connect me to Allah, it is Imam Hussein. Is there a blessing better than this?" He would continuously thank Allah for it. He did not know Imam Hussein's final destination, but he knew his. It was to live and die for Imam Hussein. He knew that Muawiyah had ruled by deception and trickery. Muawiyah had agreed in his pact with Imam Hassan that he would not appoint a successor. But before his death, he made all the necessary arrangements for Yazid to take over. Abu Bakr knew that these people wanted to use the power of Islam to destroy Islam, and that the Imam would go all the way to expose Yazid and his forefathers' true identity. If the Imam submitted to them, the path leading to Allah shown by the Holy Prophet will be lost forever. The caravan eventually camped at Karbala. Abu Bakr realized that this was the last stop. Along with his brother Qasim, he was at the service of the Imam. He was delighted to hear his brother proclaim on the night of Ashura that death in the way of Allah was sweeter than honey. He thanked God for being a part of such a courageous and holy family. On the 10th of Muharram, dressed up as a soldier, he came to Imam Hussein and asked for permission to fight. The Imam seated him on his lap, embraced him, and both of them wept. Imam Hussein was once again reminded of his brother Imam Hassan. Finally, Imam Hussein permitted him to go. When he looked at the enemy hordes, he said to himself, "I will defend my uncle and Imam. I will do what my father would have done. I will continue to defend Imam Hussein for as long as I live." and in this way please Allah and His Prophet. Despite his thirst, he fought bravely and killed most of his opponents. However, one of the enemy commanders, Uqba Ghanavi, took advantage of his depleted condition and struck a fatal blow, killing him. Abu Bakr pleased Allah and the Holy Prophet by defending his Imam. Eternal bliss awaited him in the hereafter.